Boston area museums have lost millions of dollars in ticket revenue since their closings in March. As they prepare for reopenings, leaders of local arts institutions are collaborating on their plans to ensure visitor safety. But so far, as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, they've come up with more questions than answers.
We go to museums to share. And yet, my God, how are we going to actually renegotiate that?
That's one of the big questions Museum of Fine Arts Director Matthew Teitelbaum has been wrestling with since the pandemic hit. He and his Boston colleagues have been talking weekly to strategize best practices for reopening, including Peggy Fogelman at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
What we want to be able to do is look back 3 years from now and say, what did we do now that best served our communities in ways that wouldn't have happened otherwise?
Fogelman says consistent protocols for masks and intense cleaning are critical. They're also considering
online tickets only, no cash handling, potentially timed tickets.
We are used to telling people, please don't touch the art, don't get so close. And so we know our staffs can quickly adapt to enforcing physical distancing.
But Institute of Contemporary Art Director Jill Medbedow says each museum's personality and footprint are unique. The ICA is small but flexible. The Gardner is famed for its intimacy. The MFA is huge with 140 galleries. Teitelbaum says moving visitors through spaces is another question.
Is it going to be the grocery store model of arrows on the floor? We haven't made a decision on that yet.
What Teitelbaum does know is the stakes are high because the audiences need to feel secure physically and emotionally.
And if we don't create a shared sense of trust, the reality is one big institution not doing well will have unfortunate consequences for the rest of us.
Another unknown is audience readiness. The directors have high hopes for a new national survey designed to gauge just that.
One of the kind of seminal questions is, what are the key decision factors that will most impact your decision to participate again?
Cultural strategist Arthur Cohen's advisory company, La Placa Cohen, created its first audience survey after 9/11. This new one asks how people are feeling, what they're doing, what activities they miss most, and what they hope to do when they engage again. It's being distributed by 750 museums, and at least 120,000 people have responded. Cohen says the data should help museums recalibrate.
Many practices that we have taken as givens in the previous reality will probably fall to the wayside, either for economic or health-related concerns, or both.
The way exhibitions are installed will also change. Teitelbaum points to the MFA's Monet show that's been rescheduled for the fall.
We will present that exhibition in a larger physical space, but with the same number of paintings. We will spread them out. We will put the labels above the paintings.
Recovery at museums will be long, bumpy, and costly. But the ICA's Jill Medvedow believes the pull to see artworks in person will never go away, especially in challenging times.
People are going to be coming to our museums to see how artists have responded to the emotional, psychological, social, political realities over different periods of time, and to really be able to live in someone else's shoes, which I think this pandemic asks of us over and over and over again every day.
For now, the directors are eagerly awaiting word from state and city officials about where museums will fit in the phased reopening schedule. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.